Dr. Robinson Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient J. Santiago, birth name Martin, that is spelled D-E-S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O, first name Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, the date of birth May 31st, 1966, date of evaluation 06-26-2023, the referring physician is Dr. Fox. The chief complaint, 57-year-old male seen preoperatively. The HBIC patient is a 57-year-old male who reports bulging discs and narrowing of the cervical spine secondary to a work-related injury. Period. He noted that the injury had resulted in an impingement syndrome. Period. He stated that he was breaking up a fight in February of 2022 when he suffered a second impingement. Period. He has had neck pain, which he rates as 8-9/10. Period. Pain is associated with numbness of the right arm and fingers. Period. There is no relieving factor. Period. The past medical history: hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number asthma, next number sleep apnea. Past surgical history: cholecystectomy, May 2022. The medications: atorvastatin 10 milligrams on daily, Singulair 10 milligrams on daily, pantoprazole 40 milligrams on BID, Atenolol 35 milligrams on daily, Vertex M on daily, fluticasone 30 milligrams, PRN, Isinopril 10 milligrams on daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable, social history, no cannabis use, no alcohol use. Period. Denies any other substance use. The review of system. Eyes, he wears reading glasses. Period. Neck, he reports stiffness and pain. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. A physical examination, blood pressure 131/92, pulse 76, respiratory rate 18, height 67 inches, weight 180 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The physical examination, there is tenderness to palpation over the paraspinal musculature. Period. The right lower extremity, correction right upper extremity, shows slightly decreased grip. Period. The remainder of examination is unremarkable. X-rays, imaging, the X-ray of the cervical spine performed on August 10, 2022 revealed mild degenerative changes. Period. There are moderate multi-level degenerative changes with the presence of all ventral osteophytes. Period. Disc-based collapses most pronounced at C5-C7, period. There is loss of cervical lordosis, period. There is mild C6-7 cervical spondylosis, period. No evidence of fracture or dislocation, period. The cervical MRI performed on March 26, 2019 reveals moderate right neuroforaminal stenosis at the C2, C3 level, but no impingement of the fecal sac or nerve was identified. There is attenuation of the ventral subarachnoid space at the C3-C4 level, but no entrance of the fecal sac or nerve was identified. There is moderate C4-C5 cervical spondylosis, with attenuation of ventral subarachnoid space and moderate bilateral neurofibromas. To note this period. C6-C7 is a real cervical spondylosis with attenuation of the ventral subarachnoid space and moderate severe right neurofibromatous stenosis impinging on the right C7 nerve root period. D. EKG reveals sinus rhythm of 73 beats per minute and is otherwise normal, period. The impression on 57-year-old male with history of cervical injury. He has multiple comorbidities to include hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, asthma, and sleep apnea, period. He is found to have other cervical disc degeneration at C6-7. He has 4 minimal stenosis of the cervical region, period. He has radiculopathy of the cervical region, period. He has congenital cervical spine stenosis, period. Patient is now scheduled for surgery, period. It is anticipated that he is to undergo C6-C7 anterior cervical discectomy fusion to include spinal instrumentation, period. Patient is noted to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same signs of the bone for difference.